Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is our Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So glad to have you with us. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, big hello to you. And welcome to those of you who are newcomers. And we also have our Facebookers who are joining us as we are streaming live from the Facebook page of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So if you would like to see us in action, you know, mingle with a few of the folks that join us there, please feel free. It's open to all. And I want to remind everybody, I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings that will be conducted here. So it's important to bear in mind this is not tarot, not oracle cards, not any of the other, which I'm sure are wonderful systems and methodologies that are out there. Now, this one is entirely in its own realm, let's say, because you will be using important tools, choice and change. And those two tools are able to allow us to navigate our path pretty much in the direction we want it to go. Excuse me. I will also use a 24 card layout with each of our callers. We'll only lay them out once, but if we were in private session, we would repeatedly lay them out as according to the questions that you have. But because we're under the time constraint of Blog Talk Radio, we will need to limit questions to one and two. So two. And I want to now turn the facilities over to Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Woo-hoo. Thank you, the birthday girl. And you have been getting some birthday wishes in here.
Oh, tons. Really?
Yeah. Luna wished you happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, everybody.
And she says she's getting better. Her stomach's kind of whacked from all the roids she's on, she said. But, you know, you should go to the gym and work out. And muscles. You're on roids.
Thank you, Luna. Thank you.
What else? Is that all the birthday ones so far? We'll talk about the international folks here in a second. I want to remind everybody, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. I know I said it wrong, Deb, but I don't give a damn right
what
now.
What did you say wrong?
Just never mind. That's our opening statement. Also, as I drop my glasses, I'd like to let the folks know if you're a caller or a Facebook Live, you're in your international, let us know, and I hope they can eat for some reason, let us know. And we'll give you an international shout-out, like, for two folks right off the bat. Sophia, who's in Stockholm, and Cho, who is in the UK. Cho says he can only hang out for about a half hour.
Okay, Cho, we're going to make the most of it, all right?
Yes, and happy birthdays are flying at you.
Oh, thank you, everybody.
Fly, 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 let it fly. It's not a song, but that's... it's also Chinese New Year today, so...
Really?
Yes, it is. Somebody was mentioning that yesterday that said that they told us tomorrow was the Chinese New Year. I think they said it was the year of the rabbit coming up. So, anyway, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in and get your free reading. When you call in, I test it. It's cool. You'll be told that you can listen to the show while you wait, and that's what will happen. You hear nothing. Something's broke. Call back. It's not working for you. Right now, we're all good. We got a few people holding so they can hear us talk. We go live quickly. I'm going to quicken speed this up. Do these things if you can when we take you live, because we know you're on your cell phone. Hardly anybody has a regular phone anymore. right there. Go get off the speakerphone, kill the Bluetooth, get every single little background noise, however significant you think it may be, shut it off if you can. Stop multitasking, running around, doing stuff. I know we like to, when you're on hold, do stuff because God knows, you know, you don't want to just sit there. But please make it a really great calling experience on your end if you can, because by the time it comes out our end, going through the internet and all that stuff, our speakers, the quality goes down and you might have a hard time even hearing what you're asking, name and all that stuff. And vice versa, you might have a hard time hearing that stuff. Please do those things if you legally and safely can. Facebook folks, the floor will be, I was going to talk about opening the floor for the Facebook folks. That's kind of almost like a tongue twister. Opening the floor for the Facebook folks.
I was wondering if maybe you had a new tongue tonight.
We will occasionally open the floor to you folks because you cannot call in if you're international, or sometimes our domestic folks just can't call in on the cell phone. Shit happens. We will occasionally open that floor. You can't call in advance and go on hold and wait because there is no such system. So you will have to wait for us to give you the cue, the sign, and we'll make it very clear when it is time for folks to do give us an audio or video call. It would be to Deborah Lee on Facebook, and you have to be friends with her to do so. So that's the name of that tune. The name of that tune is that's Angel Harps. And that is a sign that your reading from Deborah has come to an end, and I'm going to give you a single standard old school angel card reading tonight. We rotate the deck around, rotate the traps. Before we have to move on, so we can't, the harp means we gotta go. It's a free reading, and it has to, you know, it's gotta make it short so we get other people. If you want a longer reading, you and her and me with no harps, you go to her webpage, psychiclovedoctor.com, and arrange for a private reading. And that's the name of that tune. Jeanette from Canada is also here wishing you a happy birthday.
Hello, and thank you, Jeanette.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alrighty, I think we should get the show on the road. Make sure I gotta get the right one because we have two from this area code.
Yeah.
We're gonna start off with area code 630, which the internet tells me is Illinois. 630, welcome.
Hello and welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Thank you for taking my call. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is this Lily?
Yes.
It's Lily.
Certainly.
Hello, Lily. Glad you could join
Hi.
Us.
Yes. Happy to be here.
Pardon me?
She said she's happy to be here.
Oh, well, great. I will
translate for you. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, tell us what we can do for you.
Okay, so I went to the surprise birthday party yesterday, and one of my other girlfriends from high school that we all pals around with was there too. And she lives down the street from one of my sisters. And so she told me, did you hear that your sister had to, or she didn't say that. She said, your sister sold her mansion. And I said, really? I didn't hear about that. And she goes, yeah, she sold it back in July. And it was on the news. And as the for a record sale, okay, because my sister's a multimillionaire. So I said, well, I didn't hear about it because I'm out of the loop. That's why I left Illinois, you know. And so my question is it karma? Did God take her blessing away? Or maybe she just, but not always. I hate to think like that, but she was just such a stinker to me, you know, didn't make my life easy at all. So I was just wondering if, or maybe she was upgrading, you know what I mean? Because I know we're supposed to, bless our enemies, but I just wanted to know if you could pick up on that.
So well, if was the sale, a positive thing in her life, or is it something that she really didn't want to do or something like that?
Make me clear. I don't know what the sale was.
Mansion.
Oh, a mansion.
She's a rich chickie.
You were going to say something else.
She's a rich bitch. Follow notes, right?
So you want to know concisely what...
This sale, was this some kind of karmic thing because she's not a good person and this is a negative thing happening in her life, or is this a positive thing and she's moving, upgrading herself?
Oh, for the girl to...
For her, I've sold this... Well, this is not a hard thing to comprehend. I sold these cards. Did I it because my life is going in the toilet and I'm in peril?
My sister built the Barbie dream house. Okay. So. And did God take her blessings away, or is she, was it like she'll be blessed beyond that too? I mean, you know, I'm only asking because she caused a lot of hardship in my life. And it's just like, I get so tired of people getting blessed when it's like they do things that are just not, you know, like that are morally wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. The thing is, remember,
we understand.
With the blessing, you can often get bitten right in the butt. So it's like a...
So, yeah, I don't have any siblings that are millionaires. So this is new territory for me.
So did she have to sell? Is that the connotation?
Well, she's wondering if.
Did she have to sell it before she was going to lose her house? I mean, I don't know. I'm just wondering
She left. She got out of the night because that's not a good situation. So she's not in contact. She heard that through another third party.
What is it
about
the
sale?
Up with sisters.
It's like always the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, oh, everybody in your family is rich. How come you're not? And it's like, but look what they did to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was in the legal system for 12 years. I couldn't get out of it. Like, they just kept me stuck there and just, like, abused me in the system. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't recovered from it. I don't know what else anybody wants me to do about that.
Well, I think it's pretty snotty of them to act like that, you know, first of all. But does your sister have a man in her life, a husband, or what's her story?
Yeah, she's been married forever. She's been married to the same guy forever. They got married, divorced, and they got remarried, but they've been together for a long time, and they have one daughter.
Okay, well,
like they did me dirty, you know? Yeah.
Right. Oh, I understand. Understood.
But remember, you're out in the world. You can make all kinds of choices for yourself. I mean, you've got to make sure you're looking it through the right end of the telescope. Okay? You have a lot of pluses in your life. And that is stuff that, in many ways, money can't buy. I want you to know, though, I think her husband is ill.
Mm.
Yeah. And they had to sell it. They can't keep it up anymore, is what you were, I think, suspecting. So that's it. They can't. Yeah.
It's just too much to manage.
You got the headline, like the National Enquirer headline, but you didn't get the details.
The dirty laundry.
Of the story. That's right.
Kick them when they're up. Kick them when they're down.
Yeah. And, you're going to find yourself, I think, at a point, from what I see here, a spiritual test, where I think your sister isn't going to necessarily go from riches to rags, but I think she's going to end up alone and in a big struggle, and you just might have to extend a hand, not a helping hand, but just a hand of compassion to her.
Hmm.
So... Yeah.
I wonder if that'll be a cold day in hell.
Well, it kind of will be. It's going to be a day that a lot will be expected of you, but that's part of your walk, okay?
I just want to go from rags to riches myself. Like, I, of course, don't wish her any ill will because of what she has done to me, because I've healed that part of me. It's just sometimes I question the universe. Like, you know, God, I mean, I know that she was a shady bitch, and you gave her a mansion. And it's like, but even at, she got to live in it for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it was a lot of headaches, too. I don't know. You just never know what goes on behind closed doors. But my whole thing is I wouldn't mind, you know, I think I always go about life doing the right thing, but it's like, you know, it seems like the criminals get ahead. I don't know. But it catches up, I guess.
Yeah, it does burn your cookies when you see people that are not as deserving having fortunate things happen to them, and it pisses you off.
So, you know what? I think you should do you. Focus on you. What happened?
Another scammer.
Focus on you, and you're going to reap your own riches. You know, what goes up must come down, right?
what they say.
So there she had the chance to live high off the hog, as they say.
Except that inflation shit never seems to come down. But
right. Yeah, well, you got to. They didn't save for a rainy day.
I guess gravity doesn't apply to that inflation and taxes, but you know.
But you're on your way. Remember that, Lily. You're an up and comer, and that's going to take you far. So.
And hopefully, Billy Joel was not right when he said only the good die young.
Yeah.
All right, your subject of your angel card reading is peace, Archangel Shamael. Peace comes from remembering that only love is real.
Boy, and I don't know how that applies here.
It doesn't have to apply to this exact situation.
I know how it applies because my dog's name is Cupid, and he's my most, like, my most prized possession.
Oh, well, yeah.
Little Cupid.
Children. So he's like, he must like Valentine's Day, that he must give him a special treat on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, Lily, I got to tell you. Didn't ask about this, but I'm going to tell you.
Uh-oh.
The upshot in all of this is you're going to travel quite a distance in your life. The sky is the limit. And that's a pretty big limit to not really, you know, feel for yourself. So I think you were meant to get this message, but even I'm confounded. Like, why?
Well, yeah.
So,
well, that's interesting. It's weird how you hear things. The grapevine from a friend from a friend. Yep.
Well, she was the messenger.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. You know, Romans were famous for that, I guess. But
they would kill the messenger?
Not just them. A lot of ancient people. Because a lot of these people that are given the message are unstable, so they're just going to take it on the first bad man, the first person that's nearby, and somebody that's expendable, like a messenger. Anyway, yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Thank
for
you.
Holding
Thank
me.
You.
Number one.
Lily, I can't wait to see how this turns out, because I feel this is only the first chapter. All right? So I hope that you'll keep us informed.
Yes, I will. Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for holding forever.
Yes.
Well, not so bad. We tried to get to it a little bit quicker.
Yeah, we got to give Cho entertainment.
I think Cho already had the punch out. He said he can't even make it to 30 minutes. He's super tired tonight. But international shout out to Mike, who has arrived and wished you happy birthday as well.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you.
So, yeah, I think you and Cho were two ships passing in the night, Mike.
You were tonight.
You might have either, well, I don't know if you guys did get a chance to say anything, but he was pretty much like, I got to go. Before I saw you type anything.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It was meant to be, machete. All right. We're going to area code 520.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes. Happy birthday to Debbie.
Thank you. This is our Arizona correspondent.
Arizona.
Oh, thank you.
Arizona.
Your voice is amazing.
That's my best singing voice, and I'm not in the shower with the shower curtain singing to you.
Oh, not that pretty cactus shower curtain.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday to you for all that you give to all of us. Happy birthday.
You make me blush.
Do not cry.
A lot of it is for me, too. Yeah. This is very therapeutic.
Yeah, she is addicted. She's addicted to the show.
And I left home without my phone, but I was on a
today
expedition.
Today, when she went out shopping.
And that was hard.
She left a little crack pipe at home.
Have any of you ever done that?
But
oh,
I was worried I was going to go to a treatment center.
All right, Lisa, give us the...
She sleeps with her phone like it's a freaking teddy bear.
I've driven with my phone on the roof of my car. And luckily, and I was looking all over the neighborhood for it, and then I happened to look on top of the car, and there it was.
My gosh.
But like somebody said, he just said something about crying, and that's the state I'm in. I'm going to have to move. I'm going to have to kick my ass and move on. I was outside just now a little bit ago talking to my neighbor across the sidewalk, and the neighbor who's immediately next door came walking up from his walk. So we were all there, three of us kind of talking, not me so much. I was just sitting there silently. And the neighbor
who lives next to me, Dee, made a point of saying hello to me by name. And then as we continued talking, then eventually he looked over at me and he gave me this real clear, he kept looking around the door. I was sitting in the car with the door open. He kept looking around the door trying to see me. And then, you know, he said, well, I'm going to go inside. I guess it's over. Hey, Deb. We texted this morning. I texted him about, I don't know, something about how glad I was for the heater to be fixed. And he gave me more technical information. And then I made a friendly comment and then radio silence, nothing else on the text.
Now, so, I want you to picture yourself in a full-blown relationship with this man. And how would you feel if he was going to give you the silent treatment over something, in the scheme of things, something very trivial?
I know.
And I had a man like that. I'll tell you, it drove me right up the tree.
Let's not jump to all sorts of conclusions. Maybe we should see what these cards have to say.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to her right now is this has caused her a tearful moment. And
absolutely.
I don't think the way he's acting is appropriate.
And she's perceiving it a certain way, but I would like to see what the cards have to
say. I think you're getting a look.
Maybe something. We don't know. Maybe he's an awkward dude that doesn't know.
It looks, was looking was like he was trying to read my face, you know, like, was I smiling? Was I, you know, and I just sat there looking at him. I was so taken aback and ignore what happened. And you're right. You make some extra good points on, no, I didn't see us going to the wedding or the chapel. I just, you know,
you just reminded me of, and you were in this dream, Lisa. I had a dream this last night.
I had a dream.
I was planning an elaborate wedding, and I was going to be the bride, but I don't know who I was marrying. It might have been a girl, might have been a guy. I couldn't tell. But I was doing together a beautiful wedding. Oh my God. I was having trouble finding the right venue, you know, thinking, why don't we go on a destination wedding? I'll just fly everybody down to, I don't know, somewhere in the Bahamas or Jamaica. But you were there and you were like the wedding planner. But maybe I was marrying you, the wedding planner. I don't know.
The hell
see,
do you know?
I wanted to mention this because see how bizarre dreams can be? Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Symbolic.
90%. Well, maybe you're just psychotic with that. You know, simple, and I can see it. It's a very interesting subject, that dream interpretation thing. But sometimes just a lot of it, I think, is guessing, hocus pocus.
It could be all made up. All right.
Focus.
No, his heart is still with you. Very much so. The thing is, he wants you to say it, Jim. What does he want her to do?
I don't know. Do backward flips? I don't know where you're going.
Get on my knees and beg him? You know, yes. I mean, my God.
Oh, that kind of thing. The old power thing.
And that's what I'm saying. This is the nature of your relationship. You know, time immemorial. So we're seeing things about him now that I think are very significant.
Good, okay.
I mean, each partner shouldn't have to give 50%. It should be 100%. Why should each of you only give half of yourself or your loyalty or, you know? I mean, that was very unloving what he did to you. So.
Well, he wanted me to, you know, call him back and let him know what kind of day we were going to have.
Well, you could have. What kind of day we're going to have?
I said we're going to have no day. No.
Now, that would
no day.
That is a kind of day, no.
You are going to have to make some decisions.
Hmm.
I see around, there's a card in the deck that signifies home. And it's going to become a very unhappy place for you unless the two of you either pass this up or, you know, I don't think you should have to do all the work. Do you, I'm turning to Facebook.
I think no one person should have if they really did like some devastating thing, like a committed relationship, massive cheating or something. But in this case, no one person should have to do.
He just yelled at you.
He yelled at you, and maybe to him, he didn't think that was that big of a deal, and he doesn't understand the standoffish thing. I don't know. You know, that's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You think, woman overreacting. That's why I like guys. Maybe that's what he's thinking to himself, you know?
Well, I will admit, men do tend to be easier to cope with in the sense of as friends. Because if you say to a guy friend, hey, I don't like you doing this or that. Could you please stop? They will say, oh, okay. Or I won't do it around you. That kind of thing, but they seem pretty easy to deal with. It's when you're in a relationship, though, there seems to be all of this, you know, energy.
Pure energy.
Pure. Are you going to play it?
Pure energy. Matter of form.
His computer is his toy.
Take me to the church on time.
I actually don't know that one.
Oh, come on. I'm getting married in the morning.
No, I don't know.
Morning.
I'm going to the chapel.
Oh, that's the other one.
That's like number 50 or 60.
And didn't the Letterman, was it the Letterman saying one about, I heard she's getting married.
All right, anyway, back to the reading, folks. Thank you for that. Was just a quick little commercial.
He kept, here's what he did. You punted to him the other night by sending him a message. Thank you for fixing whatever the heck it was. The heater?
Fixing my thingamabobber.
You know what he did? I don't even know if it's allowed in the game.
What's
but
that?
It's like he punted right back. And he just talked to the, he did techie talk. You know, like we were kidding. He discombobulated the And where are you now?
Kind of right back where you started.
Yeah.
But
I sent him a friendly text this morning, and he did not respond. And so then I saw him right now, and it was kind of, he was checking my face out to see if I was sending him any clues or whatever. I don't know. I'm sick of this. I don't like it. You know, it's next door, for God's sake. It's right on the other side of the wall.
Lisa, you were in a group setting. There's not much he could say.
You said there was a couple of neighbors there with you?
The neighbor across the sidewalk.
But, I mean, he was there, right?
Yeah.
Well, he probably, if he was going to say anything, he probably didn't want to talk about anything like that in front of another person, a third party.
But he could have
if that was it, but
he could have said very quietly, Lisa, could I speak to you for a moment?
Or I'll catch up with you later.
Guys.
You can call later or something.
Or something like that.
But, you know, could have, would have, should have. International
so, Deb,
show.
If I knock on his door, will he say F you to me? Because I deleted his phone number again.
No. No. This would be such an awesome show, wouldn't it? Episode 3. Will she delete his phone number again?
You've heard of Vlad the Impaler?
No.
This is Lisa the Deleter. Dun, dun, dun.
Well,
Lisa,
will
delete
you. Will he say F you to me if I knock on his door?
He'll say,
I don't think so.
What was that, Arnold Schwarzenegger? Fuck you, asshole. From the Terminator.
He said it.
First Terminator movie.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so either.
No, he's got no reason to.
I mean, otherwise he would have been never even replied to your techie texts.
Yeah.
He would have totally walked around you when you're having your with a number cross street conversation, wouldn't have made eye contact at all with you. There's still something.
I think he's acting like
There's something there.
He's acting like a spoiled little boy.
Because if he was totally F you attitude, he would have freaking pretended you were like a ghost.
Or he might have sent you the message.
He might have texted you because it's easier to text. You know, you don't have to have as big as a bull to text people and F you message and just say it to their face. So.
Yeah, I'm giggling, but I really think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, I think that I think that now is not the time to make decisions on moving and closing doors forever and nailing them shut and stuff.
That's what I said. You have some choices and decisions to make. Right here, this is under the home area of your reading. And what it's showing is a sense of feeling miserable. But that can you can change that. And at least the two of you could become, you know, just, hi, how are you kind of friends.
Neighbors. You could be neighbors, if nothing else.
Yeah.
This reminds me of
Years
ago, I had just gotten divorced and asked a male friend of mine to go to Las Vegas with me because there was a real great deal going on. And frankly, I always thought he was gay, but we had no evidence as a group of friends. I took him to Las Vegas on my dime, and it seemed we were going to have a wonderful time. The first night was just awesome. In the morning, he gets up and he's like all ready to go down to the pool. And I wasn't even on my feet yet. And I said, hey, Mark, don't you think we could go have some coffee and breakfast together first? And he turned around and he went off on me in that hotel room.
Wow.
We were sharing a room. And I mean, he took his towel and he was whipping it on the edge of the bed. Like, you are such a bitch. And And I thought, oh, wow. Well,
that there's a sign.
I should have chased after him in his mind because he's acting the same way as Dee is. The thing is, I thought, no, I'm not doing that. You come calling back to me, Bubbo. You know what he did? He went and bought his own airline ticket, got his own room, and left me in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
If you're going to get left somewhere, might as well be Vegas.
And it was around-
That's a good place to get left, I'll tell you.
So I called my best friend in Minneapolis, and I said, what do I do? And she said, put your nicest dress on, get your bags, go down, check out. And she said, you're going to have guys wanting to help you with your bags and fetching you a taxi. And she was right. She was right.
I would have hit the frickin' tables.
Well, there was a killer running around Las Vegas at that time.
But they don't mass murder people inside the casino. Stay inside the damn casino. You won't get killed.
My room was in the South 40. Yeah, it was funny. But see, if I would have chased after Mark and said, no, please don't act like this. We're really good friends. He would have backed off on the whole thing. And then when I got home, I could have made a different decision. Because this was a really good friendship. He did send eventually, like a year later, an apology letter. And that's when I wrote it to you in big letters on the back of it and sent it back to him. I was so pissed.
And once again, according to Arnold Schwarzenegger, fuck you, asshole. That's what you said.
Yeah,
I have to get that soundbite.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys.
You know, we're all on your side.
We is.
If you want to go and extend an olive branch.
I just want the pain to stop. You know, I don't need this. You know, we were friends before.
Remember, he fixes stuff. This is huge.
Well, he doesn't seem to be able to fix anything emotionally, but he seems to be able to fix mechanical things.
I think he has a real deficit that way.
He can't fix things that he can't put his hands on and manipulate.
And I think that there's he was starting to really open up to you and say things like, I don't know why I'm gay. He was starting to really question, you know, his own, whatever you want, history or inclination. So
it's on orientation, as it may be. Go ahead.
I bet you, from what I'm feeling here, I bet you he's feeling, or what I'm seeing here, he's feeling just as bad as you are. You know, this was an important relationship. Yes.
Well, if I weren't feeling bad, I'd let him feel bad.
Usually that's the case. When, if there's a level of awkwardness, that means that some people don't think it's over. It's over. There's no reason to feel awkward. If you're pissed off at somebody, you don't ever want to see their face again. There ain't no awkwardness there. Get away from me. You know, that's easy. The awkwardness is when you don't want it to be, and each party doesn't want it to be.
Is there something that you know he really likes? Bring him a donut or a cupcake.
Or I don't know, maybe his favorite flavored personal lubricant. I don't know. Maybe strawberry lube. I don't know. I don't know. You wouldn't know. You guys never got down that road, so you wouldn't know that.
Bring him a piece of pie.
Yeah, if it's a sweet tooth person, that's easy. If it's not, that can be tougher.
Well, then bring him. What do you bring somebody who doesn't eat
You know what? It's just enough that I would be going over there and raising my hand to knock on his door. I mean, that's a big step for me.
Yeah, well, you can leave a little note. It's old school. That's very old school style, but he does it anymore because of computers and cell phones and squat. But a note could be, like, special.
Yeah, stick it under the door.
Yeah, the old, really old school.
Yeah.
When that was actually, that was like texting back in the day or emailing.
It was.
Yeah, you know, that was it, the note.
And getting broken up with over a Post-it.
You all sticky?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to love 3M. What a great invention.
Oh,
I'm glad. Thank you for telling us about your dream on the wedding. Gosh, now I've got to wait and stand by to see who you marry.
Brian, climb back in the dream tonight.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
Who the hell am I marrying?
You can do that like a lot of times within 5-10 minutes afterwards, but it's hard. 24 hours later, it's like I'm at.
Yeah, you're right.
If you could do that, you are a dream master.
And I was so excited. I was like, this is going to be the wedding of century.
Of those
and I wanted it to be outdoors, if possible.
You wouldn't want it outdoors here today. Only Satan would want to get married out in this crappy
weather.
We
are very
much
like England here.
Today we are.
We get a lot of rain and fog.
We didn't have any fog. Today was just nasty.
Very gloomy.
Blubbity, blubbity, blah. Terrible weather.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Lisa, maybe we'll figure it out. I'll look on the internet.
We have a Monday show tomorrow.
Well, that's right, everybody.
It is News for the Soul Monday.
Remember,
different
an hour earlier.
Yep, blog talk, different phone number, and it'll be an hour earlier. And we shall be held.
I love it. I love
it. Well, we're with you in spirit as you knock on that door.
We know, Sophia.
Oh, God, help me.
And you don't have to. It doesn't mean you have to go do it like as soon as you hang up or whenever you feel like it, and maybe you won't feel like it for many days. It's not like there's like a timer ticking off. You got to act immediately or you're going
to
die.
Now, it just occurred to me intuitively. Uh-oh. Now you're seeing the glitch in his life where he's broken. Okay? And you've got a little one too. You delete him. Or probably it's something that you do because you can't handle rejection or to be spoken to harshly, you know.
We just don't know.
We don't know. Everybody's got their Achilles heel.
Snowflakes. We're all human, but we're alike.
I thought you said that about vaginas.
Well, vaginas and snowflakes, they're all the same. We're all the same thing. A snowflake looks alike, but they're not exactly alike, right? You know, too.
They're all different. I don't know how different. We have the same anatomy.
Snowflakes are the same until you get them under a microscope and you see the crystalline structure and all that stuff, and they're no two are alike.
No, but I don't think you need to put a vagina under a microscope.
No. I don't know that you could actually pull that off. I don't know how you would do that.
And why would you need to? Isn't it all the same route to the uterus?
Who cares about the uterus?
I do have to share one thing with all of you. I have a lady gynecologist, and she told me that my personal dimensions are like a roller coaster ride. I said, what? She said, well, you have ridges within myself. And she said, it's from bearing children that were bigger babies. So,
Rubbles has ridges.
Kind of like that. And she said that women did, well, I birthed 5 boys, but they were C-section births, but still she said it causes these ripples, these ridges, these roller coasters. Yeah.
Roller coaster.
I don't know why I felt compelled just now to share that.
I have no idea why we started talking
cut on that track, I guess.
You, Lisa, she does this. She takes us for a joyride.
She's from the seedy part of town. She's from the seedy part of town. She steers us.
All right, honey, where's your card?
Oh, ship.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we love
you. Of course, it's always appropriate to say the word
ship. Love you both.
But anyway, Archangel Themelphon, your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith, which means don't expect things to happen so fast is what I'm getting out of that. Have faith.
Yeah,
that I think is one of the hardest things in life to do.
Especially when times are tough, and that's when you're supposed to really dig into your faith.
Faith and hope walk. And I think it's a real tough one.
Word up on that dog.
Yep. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Happy birthday.
Knocked on the door by the...
Or whatever you feel is appropriate. What to do, we just throw out things that might work and might not work.
Let me ask you, if you've deleted his phone number, doesn't he still have the ability to text you?
Oh, he does.
Or call you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So you
and
haven't
he has
blocked
not.
I haven't blocked him yet.
You know what?
Deleted all the shit.
He's like a great big lion over there licking his paws, his wounds. Oh, I'm feeling so sorry for my chill. That's
very interesting.
So you be like, what was her name on Game of Thrones? The Brianna of the Night, or what was she? Go in there and you be
Joan of Arc.
No, I know what she's. I know what you're talking about.
The big tall blonde.
Basically, be like Joan of Arc. Be a warrior.
You need to go in there and rescue that damsel in distress.
Yeah.
Is what you
said. Oh my God.
This is that world.
All right. Oh, God, I can't wait.
Let's flip over to
it. We should be doing this on YouTube, you know, having these episodes.
I don't know. Well, maybe if we had some CGI, you know.
Yes. Oh, Lisa, you're a stitch. We love you.
We shall be here.
Yep. Take care.
I love you both.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Go forth. Bye. Oh, I said happy birthday on the way to cut her off a little bit. Also, hi, Foxy just wished you a happy birthday.
Oh, hello.
And who else? Oh, I think Pat came in here.
Pat.
Pat. She's going to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, I'm going to be like Oprah tonight.
And
I'm
how so? Are you going to gain weight and lose it a bunch of times?
I'm going to go into the chat log after the show. And I'm going to, instead of me getting presents, I'm going to give presents to everybody that, because, you know, I can see all of you.
There's 4 billion people in the chat log.
There is not. No. But I'm going in there.
She's going to do stuff, and she will not commit to anything. We're going to go to area code 775.
Is that?
That is Nevada. That's not Nevada, maybe.
Okay.
But sometimes it is
Wendy.
Nevada. Let's see. Is it Wendy?
Wendy.
Hello, my friend. It's so nice to talk to you.
Welcome back.
Great to have you.
It's been a wee bit. It's been a wee bit of time.
Well, I think I mentioned that my doctor signed the form agreeing with the in-home health assessment. And I emailed it to my attorneys. It's been the weekend, so maybe I'll hear from them tomorrow. And I, she has been pretty receptive, as long as information is true and correct. And I, I'm going to ask her to, because she has stated to me that I'm totally and completely disabled. And I meant to ask her to write that in her own words. So if I ask her to do that on Monday or this next week, will she do that or would she not like that?
Okay, I think she's made you a little apprehensive for the way that she treated you the other day.
You are absolutely correct.
She works for you. You are the consumer. They call you patients, but you're still a consumer. You know, so I'm going to take a look at that.
You're a consumer, yep, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a patient. I agree with you.
Yep, and that's what I think is now, see, she's taken a nice lady, bitten her head off a little bit, and now you're hesitant to go and ask for something that you have a right to.
You're
okay?
Absolutely right.
There's like, you know, Bill of Rights and
sure.
things, and that was unprofessional of her. We tried to get her excuses. As well, she had a fight with her man, or, you know, her kid got thrown out of school, but still.
Regardless, right, right. Yeah. I mean, she's a human, well, but, you know, that her job is to not do that to people that need help.
Right, if she's got her lab coat
she's
got to
separate that shit out.
She better be a professional.
Like the Offspring said, you got to keep them separated.
What does that mean?
Well, I am not in a position to drop her and go to a new doctor right now. I'm right in the middle of everything. So
right.
I'm trying to keep peace.
Yep.
I hope she continues to be my doctor at least until I'm approved. Do you see that happening?
Yes. And I also right. feel that... Oh, wait, I just had it. I have to start interrupting everybody. When you start getting those thoughts that kind of fly in and then they fly right out. There was something else I was going to say to you. I want you, Miss Wendy, you need to reclaim your power. You know, remember, this lady, she serves you. And, boy, it doesn't take much to go up over their heads if necessary. Chain of command is alive. Yes. So doggone it, you tell her you want that in your record, in your, you know, and so what? I don't know if they do, but so what if they make little connotations like she's a bit difficult to deal with?
Well, it has nothing to do with anything anyway. Yeah.
They may do that. Hairdressers do it. I don't know if people
No, but
know
I mean, that has not, that's not going to matter
no, but
for
it's
her court
for,
stuff.
It, no, it's for other
well,
people.
I was just really? Asking her to put in print what she has told me. Her words, not mine.
Yes. And just tell her straight out, this is what I want in my record or my paperwork or whatever, you know.
She seems quite irritated that the insurance company hasn't approved me. Well,
oh,
that's
yeah.
not my fault. And,
definitely not your fault.
So today, Josephine came over. She's a caregiver, and she's a very, very nice person. Not what I expected. I expected more of a professional ambiance, but she's a very nice person, and I treated her with so much respect. She was supposed to be here between 1:30 and 3:30. Well, I got a call from the caregiver company, and they were quite irritated with me, and they said, this cannot happen again. She's at the gate. Well, guess what? I never gave the address where she was. She went to the back side of the property. That's not my mistake, which I will point out to them. And so I will be diplomatic and I'll just say, what address do you show listed for me? After they read it off, I'll say, she did not go to that address. She went to a back street. And the point I'm making, Deborah and Jim, is that my yes. appointment was supposed to start at 1:30. And they started billing me at 1:30, and when she walked in here, it was about 20 minutes late.
Well, that's not right, is it? You know what I think a
no,
lot of
No, but you know what? I believe technically for my insurance policy, is I need to address two ADLs for a minimum of 1 hour. So technically she was here about an hour and, I don't know, 39 minutes. So, I mean, I qualified for my insurance thing that I need to do, but you know, I am fairly sophisticated and that's not good business. And also this woman that called me quite irritated saying she's here and, you know, I am going to address that and I do not want the caregiver to get in trouble. She's a nice person, but I hope I speak to Amy again because she's the one that called me.
And, if you were this boss, how would you feel about her showing up late? You know, sometimes we just give everybody so many breaks. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm going to call and I'm going to ask to speak to Amy tomorrow. I'm not going to, and I'll be very specific and I'll be very cordial. And I'll just say, you know, Josephine was a very nice person. Thank you for sending her. And I'll just say, you know, I'm a bit concerned. What address do you show for me? And she'll tell me the address. And I'll say, perfect. And I was concerned because when you called me yesterday, it sounded as if you felt that I had done something wrong and I had given the correct address and the caregiver had gone to the back side of the property. I did not give the back side of the property address. It's a totally different street.
Wendy, that sounds like a lot of minutia to just simply say, I don't like the way I was spoken to yesterday. You are
down to me and I... You know what? She, in my work environment, I have been much more professional and my job has been very, very involved. Checked out through the FBI, through every state in the United States. I am not kidding you. Before I was even allowed to look at any accounts. And I passed the flying colors, of course. So I had that thought. But I wanted to keep things on an even keel. The reason why I'm still interested in this company is because most other companies expect at least a 3-hour minimum, and I really only need a little over an hour to satisfy my grace period. So they're doing a minimum of 2, which is great. So I will let Miss Amy know that I am a professional and I she's going to get to know me and she will know not to talk down.
Jim, I've got a card for you.
I do indeed. Real quick, we're not getting through. The callers are coming in faster than we're taking.
Well, we're
everybody's loves Sundays, I guess. Subject of your angel card reading, Wendy, is angel therapy. Mm. And this is from Archangel Raphael. Give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take your burdens.
So is that like a mafia squad of angels?
Hell yeah, the angels, you know, I mean, they're
that sounds very nice. And I just hope that Eddie calls me tomorrow and Kevin. Will they do that? And will they be happy with the signed report that my doctor signed?
I think so. What I saw looked very promising for you, so I think so, absolutely. And we're going to have to move on.
Thank you so much for holding Wendy forever.
Thank you, honey. You know where to find us.
Yes, to both of you.
Totally, and we enjoy your calls. Thank you. We hope everything finally. We can't wait till you get your resolution.
Yeah, I think it'll start gelling. I think we're going in the fast lane now. Thank you both.
Yeah, a lot of times when you get near that finish line, sometimes when you get the right legal team, it starts just rolling faster and faster. Acceleration. All right. Thank you so much, Wendy. All right. We're going to go to our next caller, which we don't have to go searching. This is 757, which is on our very own Hampton Roads. Welcome to 757. Who do we got?
This is Deanna. I called before in the past, and I just wanted to call and give updates. That's all.
Oh, okay. Yes. I do remember you. Please let us know. Right now, like what's going on? We're all ears.
Yeah,
well,
up.
I think the last time we spoke, I was talking about my soon-to-be ex-husband. We're separated for 3 years, and if I was going to meet someone, well, I think I did. No, I did meet someone. And I don't know.
Yay. That's good.
He's just, she's really nice, but I don't know yet. Like, I don't know what, can, you know, tell me about that. Is that going to be?
Is he local? Did you meet him locally?
Yeah.
Or is he? Oh, that's
well,
even better.
He's intertwined within family, you know, so he knows, actually my sister's husband's best friend.
Oh, so he comes well connected. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to know, how far have you gotten? Are you still just talking or have you actually?
Well, it's kind of heavy, but we haven't, we're just talking and I'm thinking, we're just starting out. So
okay, but it sounds like you are, you know, rolling along the two of them.
I guess.
I can't wait to see these cards. Just a minute.
Yeah. You have a lot of them, but see, we got birthday wishes from Rosemary.
Oh, thank you.
And then Marie, she's from the UK. That's if any other ones on here. You got lots of stuff there. Pat says she's going to call in and sing to you.
Oh.
I surely get you, Pat. I haven't looked at my list lately.
Birthdays carry over. A lot of people celebrate them for 1, 2, even 3 days.
Well, you're actually going to, you're at her actual party because of this crap, snot, poop weather.
Yeah,
party. We wanted to do some grilling. You couldn't grill in this weather. This is like suicide weather.
But I got to go shopping today.
You got to do something where water cannot affect her. The nasty, cool, rainy, mud crap couldn't affect her.
Women can relate to good kill. What, like men go hunting?
Booty, like a pirate. She's got a shopping cart full of booty. That was a good raid.
True. We hunt it. We find it. And then we take it home as a, what do they call them, war trophy.
Trophy. Yep. Put it on the shelf over the mantle. That was the TJ Maxx raid of 2023.
Oh, my God. Are you ready for this? Listener, see, you already know what I'm going to say.
I don't know if she does.
What?
This is hot and heavy, passionate, romantic, and love-filled beginning. I think the two of you are going to be consummating this amazing, it's like a spontaneous combustion between you really soon. It gives me I'm tingling. Oh my God, yes, it's fantastic.
Fantastic.
And when you're, it's right, you know it.
Right.
You know, that's why people can look across a room and say, see her over there? I'm going to marry that woman someday. And people say, you don't even know her. Oh, but I'm going to marry her. And they do.
Or she winds up in a ditch.
No.
He was a serial killer.
Jim.
Not a ditch.
Don't rain on our parade over here.
I know it.
Oh, it's going to be really awesome. I see flames of desire. I mean, you've met your match there, Nissy.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I think of it. You've been, in an unhappy place for a long time. And now you're going to see the sunshine again. And there's nothing like being in love. Everything's wonderful. And I see you're walking like 8 inches off the ground because this is going to be so great. And the loving is going to be beyond words. I would say you got to call back and give us a full report, but I have a feeling you'll want to just lick your lips and enjoy it.
Who's
so do you feel like that this could be long term?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so this is in a wham, bam, thank you, man?
Oh, heck no.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Checking.
I'm not that type of woman anyway. I think he knows that. I think I think he knows that I was married for 10 years to my soon-to-be ex-husband, and he wants to come back. He's trying to, you know, I'm like, no, I don't even want to be bothered, you know.
No, because you know what happens? We outgrow the love we had for a partner is through the pain. I really believe women are survivors that way. Men walk away. Now, I'm being very stereotypical, everybody.
And that's fine. There's exceptions to every rule, but, you know.
When a guy
it's okay.
In separation, a lot of times there's a rage there. And he will go out and have sex with everything that moves.
And it just breaks his heart.
And you know what it does? Yeah. He's escaping. He can't deal with the ticker and how he really feels. But then after a bunch of time goes by.
Well, what a hell of a good escape.
Well, I guess if you think so, but.
It's sex.
Yeah, no. You can have it with yourself, too.
Oh, yeah, because if that was as good or better, then how many children would be on this planet, Deb?
You're such a humanitarian.
I'm just saying. It was great.
And I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I wanted to tell you that, because you just stated something here. You said that sometimes men know from across the room, it could be, you know, years from, you know, and you see that person see, hey, I want to marry her or whatever. I don't want to say that kind of happened, but he kind of reminded me something in 2016 where our family was having a party, and I did see him, and I said, who is that? And I just kept on going because I was married. You know, I was married. I had, you know. So, and he remembered that. And I'm like, wow, 2016? What? So.
Yes. Well, that is awesome. And, you know, your husband wants to come back because I think he's now in touch with the reality of what's happening. And it's too late. I don't see that for you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes that ship has to sail.
And it did. I mean, it has.
That's just that life. Life is life.
Yeah.
What did John Wayne say?
I don't know.
Life is tough. Tougher if you're stupid. So if you do stupid things, life is not going to treat you nice if you do make dumb decisions. It isn't going to forgive you. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad, but it's very true. That is life.
I agree with that.
Yep. All right, real quick. Your subject of your angel card reading is passion. Archangel Hanayah, trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career.
Love life.
Yeah. Trust and follow your renewed passion in your love life and career. Didn't say or.
It's both. It's actually both. You're right. It's actually both.
There you go.
Well, Archangel Hanayah was right. I know nothing.
She's walking on sunshine.
Also, Archangel Hanayah, I believe, is a female. Archangel,
really?
Yes.
Ooh,
I believe.
Nice.
I could be wrong.
Well, I hope we hear from you again. This is amazing.
Thank you.
Follow. You have beautiful cards. Go forward.
Go forth.
I am.
I don't want to say go forth.
I am, and I will.
Or bear fruit or something. No, we don't want to do that.
Yes. All right.
Well, I am, and I will give you guys an update. I really appreciate your time, both of you. You are so funny. I was just laughing before I got on the phone. That was the call, and I was just laughing.
We do not have a show. Nobody calls in.
Yeah, nobody calls in.
Don't have a show, so you folks are the show.
Yeah.
And I will actually clear the phone. You folks are the show.
And we don't script anything.
You are everything.
You guys are.
Don't freak out. I'm not ending it. I'm just going to wrap it up, and we got to move on to the next call.
Yeah, we will be waiting.
Okay, well, have a good night. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Billions.
You know what?
Callers, billions.
I wasn't embellishing anything. That woman is on the brink of total happiness.
I was not? No. Are you not an Aquarius, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, just curious. Just so I'm asking. Rosemary was wondering.
That's why I'm out there, like, on ice.
What is the zodiac before yours?
Capricorn.
That's what she was wondering, where that cutoff was.
I'm near the cusp, I guess.
Yeah, you're right on the edge?
Mm-hmm. And then after me is Pisces. No, not Pisces. Is it Pisces?
I don't freaking know.
Aquarius.
I know this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Yes.
righty. Let me see who's next on the list. Okay, we're going after her list as best we can.
Yeah, we're
going
to try and
do not
some
fret
now.
Do not fret. Now we're going back to the first area code we went to, but a different caller. We're going to area code 630, which is in the state of Illinois. Welcome, 630. Thank you for holding forever.
Hello, and who's on the phone with us?
Hi, this is Jenna.
Jenna. Oh, yes, Jenna. I do remember your name. I'm not remembering your situation, but you can refresh us.
Well, I was laughing because I think last time I called, I was right behind the caller in front of me. So I think this was meant to be.
Holy deja vu.
Serendipity.
It really was. I was like, because she said, oh, I'm calling with an update. And I remember her talking about her husband. And, yeah, just how we kept wanting to get back, and she didn't want to get back with him. And yeah.
Didn't we just have, what was it, a full moon or a new moon?
The new moon was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And today is the Chinese New Year.
Yeah, so we're good to go.
So whatever the hell all that means, I don't know, but there it is. Hey, a shout out to Laura.
Laura.
Canada.
Okay. Tell us, Jenna, what can we help you with?
Well, a lot, but I'll try to focus here. I guess, well, it's between love and career, but I guess I'm just curious if things will improve with in my current relationship and we'll have a second child, or if it's not meant to be, and then maybe I still might have a second child, but maybe not with my person. I don't know.
You know, I have to
tell
you,
good.
It's a brand new world we're living in, where people that, you know, aren't even get married, but have had a child, but for some reason, they are going to split. We'll decide to have another child together, so the child ends up with the same father.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really grasp the concept.
Well, I know, but
I don't grasp it.
We're
even though they're not going to be living together.
We're old school. He would still participate in their lives.
Yeah, he would when he writes that freaking check every month. Well, actually, they'll just take it out of his bank automatically. You don't have to write shifts.
Yeah, well, the thing is, what a cutie in the background. I heard that. You know, let's get your question. Let's see what we've got. I'm laying your cards down now.
I can't even comprehend that as a guy.
That
scenario. Hey, you and I are about to split up, all right? And that's already going to be hard on raising a child. I think we should conceive another one on our way out the frickin' door. How does that frickin' work?
Cool.
Oh, I can pay you more child support. That's even better. That's what I want to do.
No, so regardless of how many children you have, they can only take, I think it's like 33%, 34%. And they split it, you know, so she'd end up with the...
Yeah, but usually if you have one, they're not taking the max right away. But you have two, goodbye, Charlie. You know what?
Yeah.
That's cool. That dude can go live in a shoe.
However...
Or live in his car. Hopefully he's got a nice, cheap car to live in.
Ever, if they share custody, they don't even do child support anymore.
But that's if. That's a big if.
Yeah.
They have to agree to that kind of stuff. So, but anyway, we're talking way putting...
We always...
We're putting the cart way ahead of any horses here.
Yeah.
We're not even talking about a scenario that's here. Yeah. I just thought that's a bizarre
I guess I just want to know if we're able to get to a point of, like, where I feel, like, fulfilled and, you know, like, we can do this. And if not...
That is the reading here we're doing, not this other crap I was talking about.
I will tell you, in all sincerity, if the two of you work at it, yes. That's under sure to come
That's
through.
Awesome.
But you are coming through in your own cards as really happy.
Mm.
As feeling, you get the feeling like he's not telling you everything or he's not communicative. There's something here relating to his silence and it that you are basically kind of miserable. Is there not much communication between the two? Has he gotten lazy with the relationship?
There's communication. It's just in some ways, but I feel like it's like there's not really like movement when we decide to do things. Like we're just at very like different wavelengths sometimes, and I feel like we talk about doing things, but then he does his thing, I do my thing, and it's hard to like get on the same page. And
well, here's the thing. You are growing in leaps and bounds. You are growing. You're maturing. You're really making strides. He needs to keep up with you. Yeah, he's got to put some effort here. Otherwise, you're going to drag him along. You know, they have that old expression, ball and chain. Well, that ball and chain fits on a guy too. So I really think, though, if he's willing to work on this, some counseling wouldn't hurt. Maybe doing, a lot of times people do these marriage retreats. You know, I think it'll tell you a lot about where he's at.
I've never known him. What happens on those marriage retreats? I'm just curious. I don't want to just sidetrack the reading here. I'm just curious,
In a sense, it's like, yeah.
There must be still a lot of counseling worked in there, right?
In a sense, it's like marriage rehab.
Okay, so it's not the stupid reality show that I have on TV, obviously. That's crap.
No, would go to different workshops. You'd be away from home.
So it's like counseling, but more hands-on and stuff like that.
Actually, the Navy sponsors them.
Really?
I
don't know if that's an endorsement in my book, but go ahead.
It's like 3 days away from your children, your obligations.
Well, that could be awesome to begin with, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys need revitalization of your relationship. Otherwise, you're going to just continue to outgrow this.
That's probably so common. Probably why we have divorce courts, because
I think
people change, they evolve.
You should get them on the same page with you before having another child.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess, I just kind of feel like, you know, I'm older, so I just feel like if we don't have another child together, then I probably won't have a second child. So I guess I'm curious about that, too. Like, if it's...
anything.
You know, if we don't end up together, and I'll just have one child.
You're older too, but I've got to tell you, I have a client that works with the NBA in New York City, and she wanted a baby when she was 52 years old. And she had, her son was in the cart. I think the two of you, if he's agreeable to do this with you, I really think the two of you could get on, you know, a good track without much effort, because you're already there. He just needs to catch up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just kind of go back and forth. Like, I don't know if I want it, because I kind of feel like I lost like the connection, you know, like I don't know.
Well,
like,
you will not end up alone. You've got men all around you, girl. They're like planes stacked up over O'Hara Airport.
I don't think she lost the loving.
She might have. She lost the loving.
She lost that loving feeling. No, we're not going to go to Top Gun there, sir.
I'm cringing over that. So it is time for some soul searching. And if you just really don't feel it, the sooner you exit, the better.
Yep.
Then.
Speaking of exit.
All right. Good.
We hit up our list. We have a big list, my dear, but hang on.
And Jenna, I hope you call again, because we can work on this.
Oh, you absolutely should.
Thank you.
Sure. Digging into the cards, you will get more clarity. You will.
Thank you.
First of all, the subject of your angel card reading is courage. This is Archangel Ariel, and she is a female. They actually show the picture, Ariel. Be courageous to stand up for your beliefs.
I think so, too.
Yeah, stand up for what you believe, and even if things don't work out, you have to do that.
And here's the
thing. You have to do that.
Men, remember, men are pursuers. They're hunters and gatherers.
And you don't have to settle.
They work hard to get us. They put a lot of effort into that.
Yes, sometimes.
What they don't understand is they got to keep doing it. They don't just stretch out on a couch and say, I got her now. I can just, you know, chill and take it easy.
Yeah, because you can always go to the used car lot and get another car.
A car? Okay. Oh, my God.
That's my metaphor.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank
Thank you.
That was nice.
Thank you. Bye. I almost feel like that Adrian guy from Good Morning Vietnam. Good Morning Vietnam. All right, now we're going to go to the next caller. Aha, another neighbor. Oh. This shall be a neighbor to the south. Where are you, neighbor to the south? Got so many callers on here.
North Kakalaki, perhaps?
Whoa, there it is. It is indeed. Our neighbor directly to south, North Carolina. Welcome.
Hello. Welcome.
Welcome in.
And who's on the phone with us?
That's your old Jessica's.
Hello.
Is this Jessica?
Okay. I didn't know if I was unmuted or not. I didn't hear unmute.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes they say it really pops unmuted. No. Yeah, they should have a guy.
Yeah, but usually I hear it. And this time I didn't hear it, even though it's on speaker.
Hi, Jessica. What can we do for you?
Well, I had a strange introduction with a cop a while back due to me going over the railroad track. But I just felt like there was a connection between me and him. I don't even have his name. That's what the hardest thing is. I don't even have his name. But,
did you have a citation for going over a railroad track or what happened?
No, they told me it was considered trespassing, but I was like, I've been doing this. I looked at him. I was like, I've been doing this for a long time. I come over here just so I get my child from school. It's faster instead of me having all the way to the media.
They're
trying to find me a shortcut. Yeah, I was trying to find me a shortcut to get my kids from school.
They just gave you a warning, which means it was not written. It was verbal?
It was. Well, he wrote my license and name and number and everything down.
He probably ran a check.
Did you catch his badge number by any chance?
She doesn't have a piece of paper.
No, I didn't. I don't have his name. He didn't give me no piece of paper, so I don't even have nothing.
No piece of paper. He wrote that down so he could run the check. Because that's how they get a lot of criminals is they do something silly. Well, you didn't signal, and they, oh, look at that. You're wanted for murdering 10 people or something. You know, that's why they like to pull people over for silly things. And then I got to give a warning. It's like, well, I give you a warning for this. Even though I didn't really care about that, it's a good reason to run a check on somebody. Even
yeah,
you'll be surprised. Even the innocent, small, young, fragile females be some bad little kitties.
Yes, I was wondering will I see him again? Because, I mean, I know he works for the city.
What you could always, I mean, is it a big city that you're in?
No, I'm in Nashville, North Carolina, which is not as big as Rocky Mount. Besides me, this town is bigger than mine.
I guess in theory, you could keep getting traffic violations until you run into them again, but that could be really expensive.
How about if
I don't want to go? Well,
there's no signs
that says it's trespassing to cross over the railroad track. There is no cross area at all on. Even at the media, there is no walkway, so you really don't have there's nothing there. If they're going to do violations, town's going to have to make changes.
What do you got, Deb?
They're going to have to. Go ahead.
Well, he didn't give you a written warning, even, so he knows probably it was poop. But what do you got, Deb?
Well, I got a suggestion for you.
Oh.
I do feel you will see him again. And I have a feeling, for some reason, he wanted to make your acquaintance.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, but here's something you could do. It's a small community. You could write a very nice snail mail or even an email to that precinct.
And then I have a suggestion.
And then say in there that you really appreciate that this man stopped you and informed you about that it's trespassing. And you really appreciate that. And, gee, you were so kind to me. I would love to buy you a cup of coffee sometime. And
I have a suggestion.
They will.
Get a break.
I swear to you, they will deliver that.
Give me a break.
All right, go ahead, Jim.
Or if he really pulled her over because he wanted to talk to her, I would keep taking that shortcut. Because if he really wants to meet her, he knows how to meet her now at the shortcut.
Oh, that's true.
And it's
It's because he's one of the police officers at the school.
Well, I would keep taking that shortcut again.
So if my child decides to miss the bus.
I would keep taking the shortcut.
Can I think you should take Jim's suggestion and
or do both.
If you have
to Jim, to be honest, I don't want to get. I don't want to have no tickets. And you have to find the ticket.
It's not even posted. I think, like Deb said, he what did you say why he did that?
To make your acquaintance.
So it wasn't because he really gave up two squats about
but
a trespassing thing.
School, she could find him there.
Well, or she could just drive again. And then if he says, what are you doing this for? He goes,
walking. I was walking. I walked over it. Well, and I'm like, I looked at him. As soon as he told me that, I'm like looking at him. I said, I just came over to get my child. It's not like I mess with the railroad people and stuff like that. I know the time zones of when they run the railroad. I know what time zones they don't. And at that time, they weren't even running.
Okay, go ahead. Give her.
Finish up.
Okay, well.
Wrap it up, Deb, while I get her card ready.
You're walking, crossing railroad tracks. I've never heard that this is an issue. And,
I never heard of it was an issue either. That's why I was told somebody that it sounded like he was trying to get to know me. He was trying to find out who I was because he'd probably seen me before and didn't know who I was.
That's what Deb said she saw in the car.
And then finding out
it was a reason.
And when he found out who I was, he didn't know my brother was a cop for the other side, the other city. They had been working together. Now, I think that's kind of spooked him out a little bit. That kind of made him kind of, I'm not sure about her. You know the deal.
I think it's worth taking a chance on this.
Take a chance.
Sure. You know, people drop into our lives often when we least expect it. They're there with the purpose.
I can't stop. The thing is, ever since he stopped me that day, I have not been able to stop thinking about him.
Because I bet there's a thing here. He wanted to meet you. You can't stop thinking about him. Something's going to happen. And I feel that you are going to have some kind of conversation, like casual. Like, I don't know, like whatever leads into, hey, can I take you out to dinner some night?
I thought about going to the police department and finding out who he was. So at least I would know the name. If they have the paperwork. If they don't have the paperwork, then I know he did not. It was not official.
Okay, we have a card for you now, my dear.
Yes, I have to do your intro card because we have more cards.
I know. I was trying to rush myself a little bit on my question stuff.
Well, we're on here tomorrow on News for the Soul.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It'll start at 6 p.m. Eastern. So if you get a chance, you can bring
this
up.
Your intro card reading subject is Take Back Your Power, Archangel Raziel. Use your God-given power and intention to manifest the blessings in your life.
I like that.
That sounds like it does go with the reading. Doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds like that actually goes with that reading. Because I'm manifesting. Yeah. I'm manifesting the man I kind of want. I do want a man in uniform. I do want a man that works. You know, I want to have someone successful. I want someone's got success already.
It's not like he's a cop in New York City or something like that, you know, where every day you don't know if they're going to come back.
All right,
you got to take us away. I'm sorry.
Yep, we got to move on. We got to keep on. And all right, see, this next one is going down to the Sunshine State.
Sunshine, Florida.
Florida, 3-1. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Florida. What's your name, please?
This is Sunshine. How are you doing?
Oh,
it's Sunshine in the Sunshine State.
Doing well. How are you?
I am doing okay.
Okie dokie.
Well, what's on your mind this evening?
Yes, this is your.
Well,
your
I have a question about Casper. Basically, Casper's not been himself lately, and then, you know, when males kind of go through things, they kind of keep it to themselves. So I was wondering, what is it? Is it family-related, work-related, or what?
This is a man in your life?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I didn't hear the name. What was the name? We missed it. My fault.
Go ahead.
Casper.
Kaffer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, did the reading the last time on, I told you it was an interest. You're like, yes, yes, Casper, that would be your best bet. And I was like, okay, well, I was like, I understand.
Casper,
you
know. Like a friendly ghost, right?
Yes.
Yes. I remember we talked about the whole ghost thing. Go ahead, anyway.
You were calling about a cat. And I'm wondering how.
No, not no cat. We call him Casper.
Cats have damn families, too, now. Don't make fun of cats.
Okay, so seriously now, you'd like to know
why
I just heard.
Is he becoming despondent a little bit? Is that what you're saying?
Not himself, not talking.
It's not himself, and he's kind of like off, and I'm like, okay, is it something dealing with his family? Is it something dealing with work?
Okay.
Super good question. That is a perfect question for the cards.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, especially because us guys don't like to reveal that stuff. I will be very, very honest about that. Everybody has their faults. Every gender does. And we don't like to necessarily talk about that.
You men are excellent at compartmentalizing things.
Yeah.
You've got your box over here for the family, the box here for the job, maybe box here for your woman and you, but everything's in its own box. We women have one big box, and it's all in the box.
That's why you guys cry all the time. You do. You cry all the time.
When we're happy, when we're
sad, when the weather changes, when somebody gives you a nice
You're exaggerating.
I cry all the damn time.
He tries to be so simple.
Kleenex has made their fortune amongst the female gender.
Got the heart of a teddy bear underneath that cement overcoat.
You know, ain't no guy walking around. I gotta have my box of Kleenex with me. I don't feel good tonight. I gotta walk around with my Kleenex box. Ain't no guy doing that. That's a chick.
But you know what?
That's a chick.
When I was I would have free reading days at the office, and there were some days that a lot of good men came in for it, and my late husband would be sitting. Remember how my office when there were some. Outside of
the waiting
office.
Room. It was the main waiting room.
And he would be sitting there watching these guys come out, and they were like, oh my God. And some of them were crying, and some were like F and A, I can't believe what she just told me. And he came to my office, the husband, and he said, what the heck are you doing to these guys? They do have hearts underneath all of that, you know, that bravado and that armor, and I can understand completely what she's saying. You guys do disconnect when you've got something that's really bothering you.
I disagree with that. That is typical of the male gender. That is stereotypical. That is a stereotype that obviously doesn't apply to everybody. That's why they call them stereotypes. The majority it applies to.
Your man, Casper, is not in midlife,
I hear that. That kills me.
Like, is he in, is, you know, middle aged?
And that could vary for guys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's early 40s,
getting
on 40, I should say.
Typical, but that can go early or later. Depends on the person. Yep.
Okay, try to imagine.
That is classic.
Okay, he's at, let's say, how do I, the road. He's standing in a road. And if he looks to the left, he's looking at the past. If he looks to the right, he's looking at the future. And he's standing right in the present.
And they're married. Are you married?
Oh.
You.
Him and
neither one of us. Neither one of us are married now.
Okay.
So you are in a very committed relationship.
No. We are just starting. We're getting to know one another.
Callers a night, I have to ask.
Your questions are kind of really, I don't know what the word would be, like assertive. Like,
well, because that matters.
I mean,
That matters. If they've been committed or not committed, that midlife thing can have a different connotation.
And
that's why I have.
And it's affecting him in the sense about you. This isn't anything bad, but he wants you to be like more, what's a good word for this? He's got a sense of frustration. with you. He'd like you to be more adventurous. He'd like you to want to, I don't know if he's as extreme as skydiving, but I feel like he'd like to, he's looked at the past. It looks pretty good. But looking at the future, it's like a wasteland for him. Well, like a road leading to nowhere.
Used to the midlife thing, right.
So,
which all women go through, too.
Oh, well, what do you think they call menopause? We have menopause.
Well, that's
or,
a physical thing, but they have an emotional thing before that even sometimes.
Like perimenopause.
Sometimes they freak out when they hit 30 or they freak out when they hit 40. Depends on the woman.
Yeah, I guess.
Depends on the chick.
But for you,
a life crisis or anything.
He wants you to, like in the cards, you're characterized as looking away, like not paying attention to what he wants to say. And, you know, sometimes they don't have these huge life-altering revelations. Sometimes it's little like, gee, I wish you would give me foot rubs. Something like that. You
oh,
know
wow.
what I mean?
I don't be trying to crowd nobody. Give everyone their, you know, their space. But at the same point in time, you know, I let you handle your business, and when you're free, just holler at me. That's how I am.
I think he'd like more of consistency. I think this guy is nervous to ask you to go, like, go steady, if people do that anymore. Go steady, be his girl.
We have traveled. We have traveled to different places when we had our time. And work wasn't busy. So, I mean, we traveled together, different places, flew to different states and stuff. So it's just now our schedules are kind of a little bit more hectic. So
yes, they
that's
are.
Like,
yeah,
when you get
yeah.
your time together.
Life can be a pain in the ass.
You know, that when you have your time together, try to bring some excitement into it for them. Maybe ask them straight out. Are you kinky at all? There are things that... You know, you really get excited about what you don't tell me. I think he'd like to be asked.
Hmm.
You know.
Okay, well, you have the cards.
I'm just saying what I see here.
She's got the cards.
Experiment with him a little bit. You know.
I
know.
Got the cards. Let that go.
Okay.
You know, if you have to ask him things.
But I am a spontaneous one. That's the funny thing that you say that. I'm like, I'm the one that's more, you know, exuberant. He's more of the laid back undercover. No, I can't get out of my, you know, composure. I have to this smooth, dapper person. I'm just like, okay, whatever it is.
Okay, he's not on it. He thinks you have to do something.
Just do it.
Well, I am older.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, lick his toes. Or, I don't know.
That was just an example, not something that you have to do if you don't want to. Basically, she's saying, totally just go out in left field and do something out of left field. Don't ask. Don't plan. Don't try to plan. Just do something
do
crazy.
Yeah, that's
do
true.
It. Don't ask.
Been there, done that.
Oh, with him?
So he's already on the water side.
I've already been there and done that. I've had a whole vacation planned, and it had to get canceled because something came up on his end that he couldn't get out of. So I just went ahead and surprised, and I was like, well, can't do that. Now I have to ask availability again, so can't be too spontaneous.
Well, you know
that
what?
Sucks.
I will tell you, it's not huge with Casper.
So to speak.
I think Casper wants to really explore things with you. You know, you're the wild one. You're the spontaneous one. So I guess you'll be leading them into all sorts of delicious pleasures. So I think it won't take much. Get that trip planned again.
Yeah, I'm a guy. Don't ask me.
Don't ask me. Just do it.
Just do it. Surprise.
Just like,
come on.
Thank you with a paddle.
I'm just do it. If it's not cool, he's not going to freak out. But if you ask somebody, you ruin the surprise.
Oh, and I think they like role play, too, like with a different wig on. And,
well, I don't know. Every guy's different. Just do it.
Yeah.
You got nothing to lose, everything to gain.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, as long as you don't get crimpled or something like that.
Or get caught.
Or I'm just saying, you know. Yeah.
To be funny, he's more of the role play one because he'll be like, don't take your shoes off. You know, something like that.
You got to kind of think about that and do some other crazy stuff involving that. You know, just think
maybe,
about it. Just do it.
Maybe he wants you to tie him up and
everybody likes surprise.
And tickle
go
him.
I
don't know.
Surprising as long as you don't break any laws and up in prison.
That's right.
Do it. Do it. You got nothing to lose.
I think it's gonna be fine.
So I agree. I got nothing to lose, and if it's not,
this would do it.
I'm saying if it's not up the guy's alley, he'll be like,
thank you, but
you know, he'll like let it roll and say it was okay, but you know, maybe let's not do that again. Or maybe don't tell
anyone. Mine's open, you know, so I've never had him say that.
Well, good luck to you. We got a card for you.
We do indeed.
Okay.
And I think this relates. The subject of her angel card reading is crystal clear intentions from Archangel Michael. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith. So, so do what you have a desire. You have an end goal. Focus upon it and do what you got to do to get there.
Yeah, and you know, don't make it all about you. Tell them what you like, what kind of...
It has to be, right. Obviously, or that's not going to work out in the long run. It has to be
a two-way street.
Got to be a two-way street, yep.
Well, I hope we hear from you again.
Yeah.
I'd love to know how things are going.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll keep you guys updated.
Oh, we'd love it. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Awesomeness. And we will be here.
Yes.
Yep, thank you. We shall be here tomorrow. It's less than 24. No, I haven't done it yet before I do that. Less than 20. We have to go. Callers on hold. We're sorry. We extended this show like beyond 90 minutes. We're just running out of everything. Our advice is to call early. That's all we can tell you. Early as humanly possible. Tomorrow's show is an hour earlier. It's on Blog Talk Radio, but it's News for the Soul, so it's a different phone number.
Yes.
You're very easy to use. If you're a blog talker, it's very easy to find News for the Soul because they're a 24/7 big operation. And you'll see. And a Facebooker, she'll put some posts with a number, right? Don't you do that?
Yeah, I do.
For Monday show.
So does Nicole, who, you know, she's the CEO of.
Just remember,
News
it's 1 hour earlier. That can throw you off depending on what time zone you're in. Right?
Exactly. So blog talkers.
All right.
We're going to close with
this show is over, say goodbye.
Indeed, we shall be here tomorrow.